Now we are going to start with classification of crystalline solids. Crystalline solids are further classified into four categories, which are ionic solids, covalent network solids, molecular solids and metallic solids. In this specific series, we are going to make special episode for each of these solids. In this specific episode, we are going to encounter ionic crystals first. Ionic crystals have the following characteristics which I am going to mention you. They are that the constituent particles of ionic crystals are charged ions. The cations and anions may differ in size as well. Each ion of a given sign of charge is bounded to ions of opposite charge around it by Coulomb force. In other words, we can say that the particles of ionic crystals are held together by electrostatic force of attraction. Electrostatic force of attraction is present between two particles of opposite charges, and they are formed in a bond with each other because of Coulomb forces. We need to remember that ionic crystals are hard and brittle. They have high melting points. These are non-conductors of electricity. That's an essential point. They will not conduct electricity for you. But if you melt them, then they will be a good conductor of electricity. Examples of these solids are NaCl, K2SO4, CaF2, KCl, etc. So with this we finish the part of ionic crystal. In the next part we are going to encounter the covalent network crystals. Now we are moving towards covalent network crystals. The characteristics of these covalent network crystals are as follows. Let's discuss this crystal characteristics. The first characteristic is that the constituent particles in covalent network solids are atoms. Yes, the atoms comprise of covalent network crystals. Atoms in these crystals are linked by a continuous system of covalent bonds. The result is a rigid three-dimensional network that forms a giant molecule. The entire crystal is a single molecule. Yes, it's necessary to understand that the complete crystal will be a single molecule. And because of this, a rigid and strongly bonded structure is formed, which contains covalent network crystals, which are very, very hard. Yes, because of being a single molecule, it forms a rigid and strongly bonded structure, which has covalent network crystals, which are very, very hard. In fact, they are the hardest and most incompressible of all the materials. These crystals have high melting and boiling points as well. The electrons are localized in covalent bonds and hence are not mobile. As a result, covalent solids are poor conductors of heat and electricity. Examples of crystalline solids or covalent network crystals are diamond, quartz, which is SiO2, silicon dioxide, boron nitride, carborundum, or covalent network solids. So with this we complete the part of covalent network solids. In the next module we are going to deal with molecular crystals, so stay tuned. With the completion of covalent network crystals in the previous module, we now go to molecular crystals. See, molecular crystals is the third type of crystal in the classification of crystalline solids. The substances such as Cl2, CH4, H2, CO2, O2, all the substances on solidification give molecular crystals. The crystalline organic compounds in this condition are also molecular solids. The constituent particles of molecular solids are molecules of the same substance. Yes, it's essential to remember that the molecules will be of a same substance and they will be unbonded single atoms. So the bonds within the molecules are covalent and the molecules are held together by intermolecular forces of attraction. Examples are a weak dipole-dipole interaction, very weak dispersion of London forces, very weak intermolecular hydrogen bonds, low melting points and poor electrical conductivity. Now we will elaborate each of these points in detail. The first point is weak dipole-dipole interactions. In polar molecules of such solids, HCl, H2O, SO2, etc., they possess permanent dipole moment and they are very weak dispersion of London forces also. So in their non-polar molecules such as solid CH4, H2, etc., the forces are involved in monoatomic solids like argon, neon, etc. And these substances are usually gases at room temperature. It's essential to know these are usually gases at room temperature. Example, CO2 is a gas, O2 is a gas, CO2 is a gas, H2 is a gas, CH4 is a gas. So all of them are gases and they have weak dispersion and London forces. They have intermolecular hydrogen bonds as well. For example, in solids such as H2, in ice form, NH3, HF, etc., there is an intermolecular hydrogen bond present. The hydrogen bond is present here. Because of being weak and having weak intermolecular attractive forces, such molecular solids are visually soft substances and they have very low melting points. These solids are poor electrical conductors and good insulators. Being poor electrical conductors, they are very good insulators. So with this, we complete the section of molecular crystals. In the next section, we encounter metallic crystals. Now we deal with metallic crystals. This is the last part of the crystalline solids series. So metallic crystals are the crystalline solids formed by atoms of the same molecule of metallic element which are held together by a metallic bond. From the name itself, metallic, we can understand that they will have a metallic bond. So metallic bond can be described as, in a solid metal, the valence electrons are delocalized over entire crystal, leaving behind positively charged metal ions. Therefore, metallic crystals are often described as an array of positive ions immersed in a sea of mobile electrons. The attractive interactions between cations and mobile electrons constitute the metallic bonds. Metallic crystals have the following properties. First, that is, metals are malleable, that is, they can be hammered into thin sheets. Metals are ductile, that is, they can be drawn into wires. Metals have good electrical and thermal conductivity. Examples of metals are a lot. So some of the good examples are sodium, potassium, calcium, lithium, iron, aurum, silver, cobalt, etc. And the properties of different types of crystalline solids can be summarized in a table. So if you search for Google for the properties of the four types of crystalline solids, we get a nice example, we get a good nice table wherein all the properties of all the four types of crystalline solids which have been discussed in the previous sessions will be given.